Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
And I'm trying to figure out exactly what the hell Beck is doing back there. She's
There's got no
the,
telling. You better as well quit trying.
She's got the little cowboy thing going on, like pew, 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 pew.
I just noticed when I was looking back at Becca doing her pew, pew, pew. last week we were talking about you jerking off to Miley Cyrus, and I look back, and there's some lotion sitting there right next to the computer.
You got to lubricate. That's all I'm going to say.
That'd be the Hannah Montana YouTube. Is the first search that comes up on your computer. It's weird.
Coming up this hour, never mind. All right. Coming up this hour, we've got Krista's News, John's Drink of the Week, and we're going to start it off with, how do you pronounce this, Becca? Irukandji with Let It Shine. Huh? I am so glad we're so freaking professional on this
physics
show.
Physics of Sound.
Irukandji, Physics of Sound with Let It Shine on the Family Meeting.
You've got to let it shine. You've got to let it shine.
Seems not even in my wildest dreams I imagine this happening, but gradually remember what a greater means. Clicked on the high beams to steal from mainstream. Something new in the making, not for the taking. Cold cup and sizzle like bacon, cause the flavor flavors that we tasting titillated to the future we facing. So I bow and thank them, cause they made them scripty spit like a moth in the sanctum. So what epic you fiction with your frustration, and it builds like a mason. Sometimes waiting is faster than Jason. Let meditation define your patience. With God's voices I scribe on these pages. Got cold flow so you know we contagious.
No matter what you say, I'm spitting truth. I do this every day, in every way. My principle will never strike. Keep it real and keep it coming without a delay. Keep my nose to the grind, never heart in his hand. I'm part of his plan. Won't handle this man. Going when I stand, when I'm a beat, when I'm falling, fucking hammer away in heaven. I'll be shaking you all, but you got to let it shine. You got to let it shine.
Kanji, Physics of Sound, Let It Shine on the Family Meeting. You're looking at me all goofy because I didn't say welcome back to the family meeting like I always do.
No, I was actually just like, I was looking through you, past you, like I was just.
It's like high school all over again. That's how I spent most of my high school years. People just looking
being
through
ignored.
Me. Yes.
Actually, when you started talking to me, I really didn't even know you were talking to me yet until I had to snap out of it.
Oh, wow. Can you feel the love? I'm trying to think of what I got going on because I spent most of the last weekend just reading magazines and not doing a whole lot. Because Maxim released their top 100 hottest women of the year. That's what the lotion was for, yes. And I have come to the conclusion that straight men do not vote on this.
What do you got over there?
It says,
is that a girl on the side I'm looking at?
That's a different one. Is that a girl in your pocket?
You've got a very interesting taste in magazines, Sir Jason.
It is Maxim's Hot 100 of 2012. And actually, I had heard a story that Kim Kardashian's pissed because she's not on the list. And I think the main reason she's pissed is because Stephen Colbert made the list. And so did Lois from Family Guy. But Kim, but Kim Kardashian did not make the list.
She's just pissed because she finally did not make a list somewhere.
But
like,
she
get
did,
over yourself.
She did make the list for the most hated person in America. She is the number one most hated person in America right now.
Well, at least she's on that list.
Yeah, exactly.
Congrats.
I didn't know why. I didn't know people hated her so much.
She's just irritating for shit like this, complaining because she's not on the hottest 100 list.
Well, I'd be pissed too if I got beat up by a cartoon. And
or
I was...
Stephen Colbert. Yeah, I mean it's when you think of the Maxim Hot 100.
I didn't even. Think
I'm not
be a
on
man.
The list, and I'm not pissed.
I didn't think there'd be a man on it.
Yeah,
the Maxim's list. I didn't.
Yeah,
expect
Maxim.
There.
Yeah, usually you're lucky if you can. Well, not lucky, but usually you don't even see guys in
usually
the magazine.
You're lucky if you find a man on there, huh, Jason?
Usually you're lucky if you can find a man in the magazine.
Well, there's just a little something for everybody in that issue.
I guess so. Number 10 was Adrienne Palicki. I don't even know who she is.
Is there a picture of her? What's she in?
You know.
Oh, look, you open the magazine like you haven't covered this from
you know,
top
I
to
honestly,
bottom.
I honestly did not look at it. I didn't look at the pictures.
Bullshit.
I think she's in G.I. Joe, the new G.I. Joe movie that's coming out.
Mm.
Number 9 is Malin Ackerman. Number 8, Megan Fox, which I've never really thought she was all that hot to where she should be in top 10.
I'm not going
to
know the names of most of these people because I don't even know the names of people that I actually know, a lot of them. So I don't, when you're reading through these, I'm going to need a little flash the picture. Oh, yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I obviously know who Megan Fox is.
Yeah.
But number 7, Emma Stone. Number 6 is Jennifer Lawrence, the chick
Katniss.
Katniss from The Hunger Games.
John saw The Hunger Games.
You finally saw The Hunger Games?
Yeah, me and Krista went and watched it the other day.
So
we went to watch The Hunger Games, and I didn't want like one of those big boxes of Reese's Pieces. I just wanted a couple Reese's Pieces. And they have this bulk candy section where there's the dispensers like...
went to the Rich Man movie theater.
We went to a matinee. Oh.
Like the dispensers like coffee in the stores, and you put a bag under there and you push down on the bar.
Yeah.
And I just wanted some Reese's Pieces. I ate like 6 pieces of Reese's Pieces in the movie theater. That's how much I wanted. I just wanted a little bit. And this thing poured out 1.6 pounds of Reese's Pieces. It cost me like over 15. The lady didn't want to say it. I got popcorn. Me and Krista both got soda, and I got this bag of candy, right?
And she said, we'll take your firstborn.
She looked at me. She was like, $31.20. Like, it was over $30, and she didn't want to tell me. The candy was so heavy, I put it in my pocket, and it was pulling my pants down. Like, I have a belt on, and I still had to hold my pants up. It was it was ridiculous. So I have a gang of Reese's Pieces in my house.
You're set for the next 30 years.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it how much it came out. I almost wanted to just leave it there, but I was the only person in the movie theater. It was a matinee. The ladies were looking at me.
Yeah, the movie's been out for a couple of months, so I'm sure they're
well, it wasn't the only movie showing in the theater.
But yeah. I was the only one standing there in the condiment line or whatever, in the concession stand line.
And the candy line.
Yeah, it's the one that it's not like there's a bar where you go up to and order your popcorn and stuff. It's like a little convenience store you walk through.
Yeah, that's you're talking about the one like out of
Federal Way.
Yeah, the one by like SeaTac. Yeah,
that's the Commons now.
Oh my bad. Just like South Center is Westfield Shopping Town. It's not South Center anymore.
It's so that people who are new to the area
bullshit.
Will know what you're talking
still
about.
It's still SeaTac and South Center.
Well, if you moved here anytime in the last 3 or 4 years, people would have no idea what you're talking about when you say either one of those things.
That's just a shame. Going back to the list, number 5 is Olivia Wilde. Number 4 is Katy Perry. That's why I'm saying straight guys do not vote on this. Her music makes her unattractive to me, I guess is maybe what it is.
Well, most guys aren't voting for the Hot 100 on their music.
That's true. Mila Kunis, I know you know who she is.
No.
Show him a picture, he'll know. Show him the right way. Jeez, upside down.
Where's she from?
She's from that 70s show, and she was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, and she's in that new movie that's coming out that I'm super excited to see.
And she's in that movie with Justin Timberlake or something?
Yeah, Friends with Benefits. Mm. Is that the one?
Yeah.
But she's in a new Mark Wahlberg movie called Ted that's coming out in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
That looks hilarious. Olivia Munn is number 2, which I have no idea who she is.
No.
Wow. I figured John would be all over these. And number 1 is Barr. I can't even pronounce her last name. Nothing. Okay. But the main reason I wanted to bring it up is because Kim Kardashian's pissed because she got beat out by Stephen Colbert and
a cartoon.
And Lois Griffin from The Family Guy.
Lois is pretty hot.
She's got the right curves for you, John.
PETA, look at my hootas. All right. What do you got going on, Krista? Any? Did Willie dive out of any cars this week, or try and commit suicide? I swear to God, your dog is suicidal.
He quit diving under the fence though.
Yeah, and his shock collar is not working either, and he still doesn't crawl under there.
So maybe he learned the error of his ways on that one.
Maybe he broke his shock collar. It has like those two metal prongs that go up and stab him in his neck, right?
Yeah, the shock.
And that's what shocks the dogs.
This wasn't homemade, right? You bought this at a store.
It's for that invisible fence. That's what you have to put on him.
And so, like, he broke it somehow. And so we had to take those prongs out and put longer ones in, right? So now there's, like, two gigantic prongs. Jesus. So maybe he doesn't crawl to the fence because when he gets his head down that low, he gets stabbed in the throat with these two gigantic pitchforks.
Well, whatever makes it work.
I taste steel.
We went to a barbecue, and there's just a little storytelling going on, you know, because that's what you do. And John told a story that had one lady nearly vomiting. She was laughing so hard.
Yeah, because she was laughing. A lot of
It was a good story.
I was going to say.
It was a story about mom.
Was that the baseball game?
Yeah, we went to this baseball game. Mom and dad and I went to this baseball game. It was a few years ago. And mom, she slipped and she fell into the seats in front of us at one point. And then she gave this man a noogie.
So there's this black man sitting there with his family, and she fell into his whole family. And then when she was getting up, she just put his ass in a headlock and gave him a fucking noogie. And the guy was looking at Krista and dad like, are you going to get this crazy woman off me? What the hell's going on? And they asked her why she gave the guy a noogie. She's like, I don't know. His head was just there.
It was the funniest thing that I'd ever seen before, because it was a complete stranger. We've never met this guy before, and she had no reason that she... It was just like his head was just so inviting to her knuckles that he needed a noogie.
That reminds me of the first time she met Becca. Because we were at the bar, and Becca walks up to her, and she gets into this little wrestler stance just joking around, and mom picked her up and body slammed her in the middle of the bar.
Oh, yes, I
know. Mom, don't take kindly to that shit. You don't threaten her.
She got in her aggressive stance. I remember that shit. WWE.
She was joking around.
Mom didn't know.
We don't play for funsies around here.
Becca didn't do that again.
She never did that again.
Oh, the good times.
So do you mess with bears?
But no, I don't have much going on. I try to keep it simple.
There was a Willie story about Willie's Willie again. We talk about his Willie a lot.
You talk about his Willie a lot.
Well, when I talk about it, we talk about it. So we talk about it a lot. We were actually in the Dairy...
I'm not saying a freaking word here. I'm going to let you hang on to Willie's Willie.
We were in the Dairy Queen drive-thru, and...
I really don't like the direction this story has taken.
Bailey and Willie were in the car, and this retarded guy walked by my car, and Bailey, like, leaped out of the car to him, and I grabbed her, and he just stood there looking at her, like, out the window. And I was like, move on, dude. My dog's barking at you. Like, get out. Like, leave. And so he walks to the car in front of us, and then he gets in. And then he just turns around and starts staring at us. And he stares at us the whole time we're in this drive-thru line. And so Chris is holding Willie, and the dog has a problem with his dick juice. His dick's always juicy at the tip. And so Krista had to hold this dog. And, you know, if this was a small, if this was a big dog, this wouldn't be such a problem.
No, I think it'd be more of a problem.
Well, I don't think so, because big dogs, like, he's a little dog, so he wants to crawl on you and, like lay on your chest and, like, press his wiener against you. And big dogs wouldn't have, big dogs
he's
wouldn't
just
do
like
that.
His owner.
And so there was an empty soda that the ice had melted in the center console. And so I closed off the top of the straw and took some water and wetted down the tip. And then took a napkin, and I was cleaning this dog's dick off. I look up, and the retarded guy that Bailey barked at had now, like, mentioned to everybody in that car that I was back there polishing off a dog's willy, and the whole car was turned around staring at us.
They were getting in line.
And I looked up and saw him, and I almost died because I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard at this family watching me clean this dog's pecker.
And then the lady at the drive, she's like, can I help you?
The situations you get yourself into.
But it's a big problem. I mean, the dog came on Krista the other week.
See, he tried to tell this story at this barbecue, and he said it wrong.
I said, Krista came all over the dog the other week.
And I jumped up with, no, you need to reverse that.
You need to fix that story right now.
Little Willie likes to compute. When you're on the computer, he likes to be right there in the action. And so she was sitting there, and he was laying across her legs. And he started dreaming and kicking his feet and shit. And then when he got up, he left a big wet spot on her leg. And this lady, because I think it was after I cleaned the dog's dick in the drive-thru, Krista was like, it's just a little dick juice. And I'm like, just a little dick juice? I'm like, okay. So how much is too much dick juice for a dog to have on you? Like, Is one drop okay of dick juice? How about two drops of dick juice? Is that okay?
I would say
How about if the dog just spews on your chest? Is that enough? I mean, how much is too much dick juice to have on you? I don't want any dick juice on me.
Because John has made a constant habit of walking up the dog, picking him up, and checking his dick every time he sees him.
Well, before that dog sits on me and rubs his pecker on me, I'm going to check his dick, see if it's clean. But Krista doesn't mind. Krista, little dick juice, no problem. She'll take a little dick juice. That's fine.
What part of that statement is okay, John? Before that dog rubs his dick on me, I'm going
to... Well, like we know, it's just his dick sleeve. His dick never comes out on me, but that was a bad choice of words. So yeah, that was the Willie story of the week. That should be a segment. The Willie story of the week.
The wacky Willie story of the week.
That could mean so many different things, though.
Yeah, the wacky story with John cleaning off the dog's dick. All right. We are going to... I'm being handed a note here, I guess.
No more bestiality on the air?
I think this is coming down from Big D. No, Becca wants me to mention the Birch Bay Music Festival. It's... you can get information of it. You can get... God, I can't read her writing. You can get information on it at wesnip.org.
That'd be a negative, big soldier.
What? Becca, just get over here and tell him what to
say.
Yeah,
turn on your mic. You've got a mic right in front of you. Yeah, exactly.
And where are they supposed to go to get the information?
You can go... They've got a Facebook page on Facebook. It's the Birch
Is that where
Bay
Facebook
Music.
Pages are?
I saw mine on Twitter last time.
I suppose they are.
So... Birch Bay Music Festival, helping support wesnip.org.
Saturday, August 4th.
Saturday, August 4th, which I guess the reason why she brought that up is because it's about spay and neutering your pets, and that just seemed appropriate considering the conversation we were just having.
Right.
Yeah, it is a free show. And actually, it's kind
of... The price is right. Oh, man.
All right. Is that all we got?
You know, I was going with the Price is Right spay and neuter your pets.
Oh, oh.
And you said yes, it is a free show. That was
funny. I just went completely.
Hey, yeah. I just want to mention the Northwest Love Fest thing. They're going to have a lot of bands there, a lot of them that we play and everything. There's,
yeah, I know Afraid of Figs are playing it.
Yeah, I don't even know how many are on the list, but there's a whole lot playing. It's June 30th to July 1st. You know, it's like one of those things that goes in the morning, so they say it goes the next day.
Okay.
I think it might be 2 days. I don't know.
You can go to the Afraid of Figs page and get more information on it as well.
But there's a lot of good bands playing. They've been doing little like showcase things throughout the month where they've had a few bands playing.
Yeah, In Cahoots played it. And
yeah, I mean, the things
Angry
at Magnuson
Orts.
Park. So it's should be a pretty good show.
Yeah, definitely check that one out. You said June 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a couple weeks on that one. Make sure you go down and support. Just get out and support local music. We can't. We can't stress that enough. Man. BirchBayMusicFestival.com.
That's what she couldn't think of?
Yeah. The Birch Bay Music Festival.
That was a tough one.
You can find information at it at BirchBayMusicFestival.com.
No wonder you couldn't read those notes. I mean, what was she thinking when she wrote that shit? It was we gave her the mic. She was like,
yeah.
That's why she's a producer. What do you do on your show? Do you talk on your show?
She plays a lot of music. And speaking of music, let's go ahead and play. We got White City Graves coming up with Let the Devil On In right here on the Family Meeting. Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was White City Graves with Let the Devil On In.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news
so nice
with Krista.
Together, right? Okay, we do have a little bit of news here. A Missouri woman right in the heart of the country was being arrested for shoplifting. So they had her in the little Walmart. Surprise, surprise, it was Walmart. Little Walmart holding room, and they saw
Walmart
on camera.
Jail.
They saw on camera she was using her 20-ounce soda bottle to cook meth right there in the back room of the Walmart.
At the in the holding cell.
Yeah, I mean they don't have an actual cell. They just had her in like their little
the
room
holding
that
booth
they
or whatever.
Hold their criminals in. Yeah, and she was in there trying to cook meth. So they had to evacuate the entire store. And she's now facing even more charges.
I've seen like three of those where they have like meth, like backpacks, like full of like a...
What the hell? Where are you shopping?
The police say that...
Not in person.
Oh,
it happens
okay.
Down south.
The police say that it's becoming a lot more popular to cook small, little portable quantities of meth. Just, you know, for the traveling meth head.
For the meth head
but
on the go.
It's not as common to see it inside Walmart, being cooked in Walmart.
I think that's the second time I've heard that about... The last time the lady had a, or somebody had a backpack where they had like tubes going in and all their shit to get, they were cooking meth as they were like walking around. It was.
That's an inventive.
A multitasker.
A multitasking meth head, yeah.
Now, I was down somewhere down there and Walmart sold liquor. And it was like 9 o'clock and I went in there to buy some liquor and they had like the metal gates over their liquor bottles. I asked them why, and they said they closed their liquor down at 6 o'clock because poor people will come in there and grab a bottle of liquor and then just drink that bottle of liquor while they're walking around the store, and they'll find just empty bottles of liquor sitting all around their store, and so they close it down early.
So they don't do it between, like, noon and 6.
They're still drinking. They're sleeping off the one from the day before.
Oh.
I guess so. That was their, when I asked them, they could have just said, yeah, we just quit service. They said the poor people come in and drink that shit while they're shopping.
They probably don't have as many employees to watch them after 6. We're going to move on to another Brainiac here. This.
Is that where you get these? Brainiac.com?
If only it were that easy. I spend a long time looking on the internet, all kinds of different websites to find these little tidbits of knowledge for all of you. This person, this lady here, was in a holding cell. She was on her way to jail, and she knew it. So she had filled a condom with 256 prescription pills and 4 little bags of heroin.
Oh, just some little bags of heroin.
Four of them, yeah.
Who just carries around little bags of heroin with them?
She carried them in her vagina to get into the jail. She was trying to sneak them into jail with her, I guess, so she'd have some bartering power once she got in there. It lists all the different kinds of pills. Like Ambiens, Oxycontins, Lyrica, Adderall, Valium. And she was in the holding cell.
She is really lucky that condom didn't bust.
She's in the holding cell on her way to jail, and she didn't make it. The condom broke. So that does happen. All you people think it's just an excuse. Apparently that does happen.
I don't think too many dicks are as big as 4 bags of heroin and 250 pills. So
maybe it was a Magnum. I don't know. But... So the condom broke, and one of the pills fell on the floor, and pretty soon she had a steady stream of pills running down her pant leg onto the floor in this holding cell. So
she's pissing ice cubes.
So the sheriffs that are watching her on camera come in and get all the drugs, and now she's
facing... How do they get them all?
I guess they probably swept them.
With tongs, I would imagine. Push.
Now she's being charged with whatever she's going to jail for, it doesn't say.
She don't care now. She's high as shit.
5 more misdemeanor counts of criminal possession and felony promotion of prison contraband. So she's obviously staying in jail.
No, officer, this is all personal use.
Yeah. I am not a dealer with 4 bags of heroin and 250 pills.
256.
Oh, those extra 6.
Don't sell her short here.
Those extra 6 are what push her into dealer mode.
You think only 250 would be okay?
Yeah, if she'd only had 249, she'd have been fine, but she broke the threshold with the 256.
Where are these pills coming from? Just dropping out of her the whole time. Oh man, that's funny.
Look like a candy machine. Pills just spewing out.
Like a Pez dispenser.
Jason's making the motion of spread your legs apart for the Pez dispenser. Just so everyone out there can share in the joke. Here's a little cleaner story.
A cleaner story than Jill House Pussy with pills in it? Oh my goodness.
I am just glad she went that direction rather than
a dirtier one.
Than a dirtier story than that.
I don't think I have a dirtier story than that in my little
stack
of stories.
I would like to think you can find
here.
A dirtier story than that.
Oh, don't test me. There's a lot of dirty stories.
Challenge
out there.
Accepted.
Just listen next week, folks. There'll be something nasty in this news. Right here in the Northwest, a rather creative couple in Portland got into a little dispute. The man in this relationship lives in this apartment, and his girlfriend broke the fire extinguisher case and got kicked out of the apartment. So they said, if you're back here, you're trespassing. That was like a year ago. So for the last year or so, people in the complex have been seeing this guy coming in. He's got this pink suitcase, you know, the big kind on wheels. And yeah, he like takes it everywhere. Takes it in with him, takes it out with him, just constantly dragging the suitcase around. So you know they're all talking shit about what he's got in this suitcase. And they just didn't know what it was. That,
nothing like drawing attention to yourself.
Yeah, bright pink. Yeah. So
let me grab that neon one over there with the flashing lights that say, look at me, look at me.
So someone called 911 last week. And
is it illegal to carry around a goddamn suitcase?
They called 911 for an attempted kidnapping because he was putting his girlfriend in that suitcase and taking her in and taking her out with him when he left. Now, they couldn't go spend time at her place because she lives at the homeless shelter. So,
class acts.
She says it's not that bad, though. It's just like if you put your head under a pillow or a blanket or something. You just get in the suitcase, he'd wheel her on in. And then he'd wheel her on out when he left so that they could spend some time together.
What the hell kind of guys is she dating where it's okay to put her head under a pillow or a blanket?
At least he has a home to take her to.
That's true.
Yeah, she's been dating a dude with a home for over a year and she's homeless.
They've been dating for 2 years. She only got kicked out of the apartment complex a year ago. So now she got in trouble. The police showed up.
I would question whether they're actually in a relationship or not at that point.
The police showed up and found her in the suitcase and obviously found out the story. So she is getting...
She would have to be the best girlfriend in the world because, I mean, if she pisses you off, you just leave that bitch in the suitcase.
She's being charged with trespassing because the apartments did not want her there. And
she would have
had
to do more than just break a fire.
Yeah.
Kicked out of an apartment and have
she
them
probably
actually...
broke it and then got all lippy like you would. And they were like, fine, screw you then. Never come back.
We're going to kick you out of our apartments.
Well, it obviously meant a lot to her. She's wanted to get in a suitcase twice a day to go see this guy.
She's just happy to go someplace where there's four walls.
Now she's trying to find a new way to see her boyfriend.
Now, I've dated a lot of girls that came with baggage, but not like that.
Yeah. So that's our news. Go tell your friends.
Yeah. If your girl gets kicked out of your apartment complex, just drag her ass in there in a suitcase.
I just wonder why she doesn't break up with this guy, because if they've been together for 2 years... That happened a year ago. Most apartment leases aren't for more than a year. Why doesn't he just move to somewhere that chick can go into and she doesn't have to get the suitcase?
Sorry, honey. I re-upped my lease. You're still not allowed at my house. Get in the suitcase.
That's my question.
I want to know who called the cops about him putting that bitch in the suitcase. Who, like, where was he putting her in the suitcase?
Well, and not just that. Yeah, he's standing right up front.
Yeah, like stop off at the Safeway and and open up the suitcase in his truck. Put the bitch in the suitcase in his truck.
I'd be more disturbed if I saw somebody dragging hefty bags or something like that out of an apartment rather than bringing suitcases into it. And if you see him leave with the suitcase and come back with the same suitcase, the odds of something truly fishy going on, like not like shoving somebody in a suitcase isn't fishy, but the odds of something truly fishy going on is pretty slim.
I don't know about that. I mean,
you think of a
unless it's like
a
Linus
suit.
Taking his blanket in a suitcase everywhere with him. Why is this dude got to take a suitcase all the time?
You think
of
a man carried a suitcase big enough for a bitch to fit in everywhere he goes?
Maybe she's limber.
Everywhere he goes, the you don't think some fishy stuff will be going on?
All right, good point.
I'm right now, I'm looking around for suitcases here to see what Jason's been dragging around.
All right. Let's get back into the music. We've got James Coates, On My Way Home, right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I've been on my This is Mike Smith, creator of Life Without Robots, and you're listening to The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was White Trash Whiplash with My Buick Goes 180.
That's the wrong one.
I don't have a drink either.
I asked you like four times while you're looking at this magazine if you had a drink and you didn't answer.
Well, obviously I wasn't fucking listening.
And now it's time to find out what
Maybe
John is drunk on
been.
With John's drink of the week.
Let's keep all of that. Bam, go Johnny.
So we will be drinking, you know,
By the way, Jason, next to the words of all these chicks, it says what they're from.
I know.
If you look at the words next to the pictures of the asses, you can see what they do.
There's really no asses in the magazine.
So don't try to tell us you look at these things for the articles.
There's words in that.
The other day, me and Krista were at home, and I said, Krista, guess what? There's no sports on today, because she absolutely hates anything to do with anything entertainment.
I don't hate entertainment. I hate watching sports from sunup till sundown. I'd rather watch something entertaining.
And so she said, hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah, because that's how I talk when we're not recording.
Pew, 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 pew. Hip, hip, hooray.
And she had on, like, Parking Wars or some shit where, if you've never seen it, it's the Philadelphia Parking Authority writing parking tickets to people.
And that's a goddamn show?
That's a show, yes. And so I changed the channel
and
to...
And you watch it?
I changed the channel to a bunch of speeches that were put on at TED, the technology convention.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they were talking about this lady that hadn't been able to walk in 19 years because she fell skiing and she was paralyzed. And they built her an exoskeleton so that she could walk. First time this lady ever walked in 19 years. And during that, it was so boring to Krista that she got up and left and went into the bedroom because that was not entertaining enough.
Actually, that's not true. I was cooking breakfast while that was on, and then you pissed me off, so I went to the bedroom so we wouldn't have a fight. That's what happened.
So she spends all her, like, her and Chris.
It's funny when you get both sides of the story.
Her and Chris home while she's cooking shows all day, and nobody cooks in the damn house.
Krista said she was just cooking breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, it was cooking...
It wasn't really anything I was cooking. Yeah. Like, I wasn't cooking like a fancy meal. I was making hash browns
or
something.
She was making hash brown patties and scrambled eggs or something.
And so later on, he takes his computer apart and gets this little dust can out and starts spraying it off in the house. And I go, take it outside. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. This place is so clean. Like, that is the most ignorant response I've ever heard in my life. That it's not clean in here, so I'm not going to help keep it from getting any dirtier. I'm just going to spray this dirt and shit everywhere. That's why I left the room, because I was not going to start this fight. But sit in the car with him for an hour. Go on.
I'm surprised you didn't follow that up with a get off your ass and clean the house.
So what happened was,
I left the room. That was my solution. I was not going to fight.
I took the front off my computer. I took all the dust out of it, and I had an air can, and obviously this isn't the first time this happened because Chris did this the other day and she got just as pissed. But I didn't know this, because when she stormed off, Chris goes, yeah, I did that the other day, too.
Like, thanks for the heads up, asshole.
Like, a lot of dust came out. I figured I had most of it, and I was just blowing it out. And so, like, I was just defending myself. Not saying that it was right, but I was not going to...
Thank you for that.
...let her holler at me like I was a fucking child.
Well, is that not
house.
Common sense? Next, he's going to be taking the filter out of the vacuum and shaking it off in the living
that's
room.
That's what I'm saying. Obviously, it's not common sense because the two people you live with did the same exact thing.
Well, then everyone out there knows what I go through every single day.
Welcome to my world.
And this causes me to drink. And so what I'll be drinking is, since I'm broke and Krista bought it, it's going to be Orange Crystal Light and vodka.
Say, if Krista's making it, you're going to be drinking strychnine is what you're going to be drinking.
And if we go home today and you watch a damn cooking show, I want some food on the table when I go home, woman.
I'm your make sister, not your bitch. You better go find somebody to come and cook for you.
I'm saying, if I have to spend 3 hours watching a cookie show, shouldn't there be some food made?
You don't have to. There's a lot more rooms than one in our house. You can go to a different one and watch something else.
Yeah, okay. In my room, my cable box broke and you it's under Chris's name. I can't even call him and talk to him about it. And you never fixed it.
It's right there in your room. Did you hook it back up?
Whatever. Fuck this. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
So you got him a new cable box and he's just
sitting there? No, she didn't. She gave me the same one and said, go try it again.
That's what Comcast is going to do.
Because I asked him what's wrong with it, and he said, well, I don't know, maybe nothing, really. Like, what am I supposed to tell him when I go to the place? I need to know what to tell him.
You turn it on, it says air 7597E25. Shit don't
now
work.
Now I get some information.
Shit don't work. Take it back. That's what it says.
Is that what that error code means?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Is that what they teach you in your programming class?
Yeah, I looked it up. That's exactly what it means.
So what the hell are you drinking? I completely
crystal
missed
it. Crystal Light and vodka.
Light and vodka. And tears.
Because it makes the drink salty. Gives it that salty sweetness. We need to just set up a video camera in your guys' house. And just, we'll just make it a reality show instead of doing the radio thing. We'll just 24 hours of John and Krista.
I could tell she was pissed. I was like, Krista, why don't you come out here? We're not watching sports. She was like, I'm watching something in my room. Don't worry about it. Okay, fine, go ahead.
Did you say, because you have cable in your room, you could do that. All right.
I thought my solution to not argue was just fine.
That you took the high road on that. I'll give you that. We're going to get back into the music with the Vile Red Falcons and Like a Drug right here on the family meeting on NWCZradio.com.
Hashing out our family shit on the air.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was the Vile Red Falcons, Like a Drug. And people always wonder what happens in between. And I swear to God, we had it was almost like a wrestling match in here. Krista left the room to stop a fight the last time, but she stayed in the room and kept on fighting this time.
Good thing Jason cleared out all the guitars and shit. So they wasn't.
Oh man!
What a news article! Some woman got beat to death by a guitar.
I don't even want to picture what the drive home is going to be like.
Fucking radio. Lots of radio is what it's going to be.
Oh. All right.
Oh, and now we're saying goodbye, huh? Yeah, so this is when I have to get in the car with her.
The way you guys are talking, it might be goodbye for good from what I get.
How much would a taxi cost from here? Does a sounder come this far? Oh, hell no. We're in the woods.
The sound
I had to get on
a
freeway to Wenatchee. That was to get here today. It was a.
Oh yeah, we should plug that. We never plug that, do we? The TuneIn app for your phone, so that you can pick up the radio station. It's a great app for the Android phones.
Is that iPhone and Android, or just iPhone and Android?
Yeah, TuneIn. So you can listen to the show on the go. So you can listen to this quality entertainment anywhere. You can actually. There's a lot of great stations on there, but you want to make sure you set up NWCZradio.com as one of your presets.
Yeah, because you can set it as your favorites. I have it on my phone, actually.
Because there's actually a lot of really great shows on the station. I mean, Jay Random still got his going on. Daryl's got his, the Northwest Convergence Zone. The Ebb and Flow is on right before that. They've got a brand new blues show that just came out last 2 weeks ago. And Raphael was on the first show of that, and that show is going to be a lot of fun.
There's everything. Metal shows, hip-hop shows.
Yeah.
Everything.
The hip-hop show is really good. There's some other great shows in the works. We can't really talk about them yet, but...
in case you couldn't tell, Jason wants to be on more shows.
Yeah. I've got like two other things I'm working on here, trying to branch out and get away from all this tension that we got going on here.
Jason, can you tell her I don't want to hear a lip from her on the way home?
You tell him.
I want... First of all, I'm not going to get in the middle of this shit.
Well, actually,
it's like growing up all over again.
Yeah, except then we'd be playing red light, green light, and you'd just be making it red light forever.
You stupid bastards fell for it.
We were like four.
We had to have a little faith that our older brother wasn't going to keep screwing us over like that.
All right, I was trying to make you sons of bitches tough.
Red light, green light don't make it tough.
Yeah. Standing in one spot for 4 hours does. It teaches you patience. Or at least it was supposed to.
You can find us on Facebook if you want to hear a little more of us.
What's your Twitter?
Krista Curtis 1. CHRISTA Curtis 1.
John Curtis 316.
Really? She tells us to stretch it out and you just slow down and just John.
We got cut off last week. Were you talking about the Sonics show?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I want to mention that again. The Sonics are playing on July 27th at the Pantages Theater.
Not the Seattle Supersonics.
Not the Seattle Supersonics. The band, they formed back in like 1965. They're
hopefully the Sonics do come back. Yes. And then me and Krista can watch Sonics all the time.
It looks the same as all the other shit you watch all the time. It just blends into me.
Like I said, the Sonics, the band, they're from Tacoma. Nobody in the band even knows when the last time they played in Tacoma was. They think it was like 1967.
How old are they?
Well, you got to figure they were probably 18, 20, somewhere in there in 1965. So, I mean, they're getting up there. They're in their 60s. But they just played over in Japan. They just played in Australia. They're playing all over the world, and people are just loving the shows that they're playing. So tickets are going to go fast for this. You want to make sure you log on to the computer. I can't think of where it is. I know. I'm sounding way ass old.
Log on to the computer.
I'm trying to
boot up the old electric box.
I'm trying to
it's
think of what.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, exactly. Plug in your modem, and is it? I'm trying to think of where you can get the tickets.
How about Ticketmaster?
It's not Ticketmaster, no. And it's not Brown Paper Tickets either. I can't remember who's selling it. If you go on and you Google the Sonics, it'll tell you exactly where you can get tickets and how to get a hold of
tickets.
Remember
the good old days when it was only Ticketmaster?
Yeah, those were the good old days. Where you had to pay fees out the ass. But that show is July 27th at the Pantages Theater, and it should just be a hell of a lot of fun.
So if you look up the Pantages Theater, you'll probably be able to get some more information about it.
Yeah, and there's another name for the Pantages Theater, and I can't remember what it is, but...
You are just a bucket of knowledge on this subject.
I didn't have any of this shit written down. It's like college all over again. I did not come prepared to class, and... I think we're signing off for good, aren't we? June 28th. Oh, that's right. There's a benefit on June 28th for the victims of the Cafe Racer shooting that happened a couple weeks ago. There's one show at the 2-Bit Saloon, and the other show is at 88 Keys in downtown Seattle. Beck is actually performing at the Two Bit Saloon, as well as Gimmer from the Northwest Convergence Zone is going to be performing at the Two Bit. Yes, he's part of the Big Wheel Stunt Show. I know Witchburn's playing at 88 Keys. I mean, they're trying to raise money to help out the families and the victims of the Cafe Racer shooting. So make sure you get out and you support that. And anytime you can support any of the benefits that are going on, because the music scene here in Seattle likes to get out there and help people and make some money at it while they're doing it. But typically they're out trying to help people. And what the hell is Krista doing over there?
She's I'm trying to get some internet here. We're in the woods. There's no internet here.
All right.
The big city, anywhere in my house, I could just turn this on and get internet.
If you like what you've heard today...
I'm trying to find information for your little thing that you're talking about there.
If you like what you heard today, go on to Facebook and like us, and then get a phone book and call a psychologist because you need some fucking help. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is JasonCurtis925. I'm gonna try and start tweeting a little bit more because apparently I'm ignorant when I tweet stuff, as John has told me.
Well, if you're your friend on Facebook, you don't need to follow you on Twitter because it's all the same thing.
That's true.
And I don't think more content is what you need. You need better content.
Make sure you keep listening. The Aquarium is coming up next with Kingfish and Jeff Ross. And it's followed by the Northwest Metal Zone with Chance Pittenger. And I think we're done, aren't we? All right, I'm getting the okay.
Peace, bitches.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.